Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
You say you never bring your problems to complain when you go on radio. I don't really have any problems, and I don't mean to complain, but I got about 2 hours sleep last night. I was in the Bahamas for 4 or 5 days, my wife and I, and it was an interesting cruise. We had always said, we have no desire to go on a cruise. And now that I'm back, I can tell you with all due respect to the company that brought me down there to speak. And the speaking part of it and the business part of it was great. I love doing that. I've always wanted to give a talk on a cruise, and this company brought me in to do it. It was extremely successful. Other than that, it's like two different worlds. Being on a cruise, it was everything I expected, which is why I never went on one. You had to fly. First of all, the flights. And I'll just take a moment here. Maybe I'll take the whole segment, or maybe I'll take the whole show. I don't know. It's a little bit of digression, because I don't even know what's happened in March Madness, all right? I got in about 1 o'clock this morning because we had to have connecting flights. The company that brought me down, instead of doing a direct flight, which me, and they're a great company, but instead of doing a direct flight 2 weeks ago for a small expense, and I don't pay for the trip, it was four times what would have cost with connecting flights, and I was supposed to leave at 5:25 in the morning, and I said, I'm not going to go on life support systems when I get down there. So they had to change it, and it was a flight, I can't even remember, I think from here to Baltimore to Cape Canaveral, and then a ride where I was greeted to Orlando, then a ride to Port Canaveral, all the hassle getting on the boat, getting seasick, looking out the cabin. It didn't take long. Boom. As soon as that boat took off, and there were 3,400 people on it, eating like pigs. And that's not what I do. I mean, I'd like to. It's not that I'm self-righteous. It's just, I mean, you can come back and need some major heart work, an angioplasty, anything. And it's 24 hours. You can eat all the, I know a lot of people have gone on cruises, and I'm happy now I don't have to say, no, I've never been on a cruise, and then someone trying to sell me a cruise. It was everything I expected. Just not, not my cup of tea, not my wife's cup of tea. And beautiful big cabin. I thought I'd get a small one. It was really, really spacious. The company took great care of me. But looking out, as soon as you take off and you look out, I'll tell you, I closed the curtains in the cabin. I never looked out in the water again. Arrival, finally, after going through all the paperwork, all the formalities in Nassau in the Bahamas. Now, I know people love to talk about how they sightsee and how we do this, and you take these excursions to Paradise Island. I haven't been there before, but you could see it from the boat, you could see it from the dock, and it was okay. But when we got off the boat and when it docked, there were all kinds of signs: beware of this person, beware of services. But I said to my wife, I'd just like to walk down. You know, I said, oh, my goodness, a downtown right here. And it was, she's been to Africa. It was like being in Africa. There was so much slum and unbuilt shanties. And, I mean, I say this because she's been there. I haven't. And I said, let's just take a walk. And we're walking. And then have you both said, I think this is far enough. Once there were very few people, and we started to walk back, and I said, gee, it's pretty busy in the other end of town. Let's take a walk up there. And she said, back to the boat. This is too dangerous. She was right, and there were signs. People grabbing you. You don't know if these services are legitimate. You don't know whether you're going to get mugged and robbed. And there are all kinds of signs through it was through Carnival Cruises, and they put on a decent trip. So, you know, that was it. That was the extent of it. And then back on the boat, the dinners were fantastic. It was kind of like in a private dining room where the company organized things. And the talk was great. I had a chance to, which I often don't do, since I was trapped on that boat. I enjoyed the company immensely of all of the people in the company who heard me speak. And of course, I like them because they seem to love the talk. So there may be more. I don't know. I think the next one will be in Oklahoma, and they're talking England. I really don't know. But that was fun. That was great. I can't even give my recommendation because if there were 3,400 people on that cruise, and the cruises are going out everywhere, I guess a lot of people like it. You know, a couple of movies. They weren't. One was, what was it? Jurassic Park 4 or something. That was enough for me. And then The Martian was playing, and my wife had seen that. I have to say there was one exception. So you don't think I'm a whiny, cranky guy, although I'm kind of going on fuels here. There was a rock show with Beatles songs and Elvis songs and Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones. I mean, it was Aretha Franklin and Motown and the Beach Boys. It was really, really good. All the costume changes in and out in a great big auditorium. I mean, you don't know you're on a boat. And as we were sitting in Atlanta on a cross flight, there was this young girl, and my wife and I started to chat with her, and she was a dancer at the Boston Conservatory of Music. And she was down for an audition for one of these cruises. And I told her about the show that we saw, and she said, yeah, you have to realize how difficult it is. Not only the tons of costume changes, but these people are performing on stage and dancing and singing, and the boat is moving. I mean, you don't even feel like it. You don't even feel it. But if you're dancing, or you're really conscious of it, you can understand that. And I'm thinking, wow, that made the performance all the more incredible. And it was great. And I remember every day, because we're really, really food conscious. And I always tell my wife, to nag me. I do a great job, but I need someone to nag me. So I guess it was the last day of lunch. I didn't know what to get. She was waiting for me on a different level, and I got, oh, man, this turkey looked great. They were cutting the turkey, pot roast, and lemon fish. I thought, well, why don't I bring all of them up there, and I'll start eating and see what she says. So she immediately took a taste of each one. She said, Stu, you're not having any of those. I said, what am I supposed to do, starve to death? She says they are so loaded with sodium. And we are really, really salt conscious. You know, sodium, unless you have a body need for it, Jackie Mason needs sodium. You know, he screamed at me one day in Manhattan. I won't use the language here. Not everybody, you know. I mean, that's Jackie. He's a friend of mine. Most people don't need it. And the food there was, I mean, it was just loaded. So she let me have a treat, and I got a hamburger, which was great. The dinners, that was, you know, Mau Mau fish and grilled salmon and, a great duck, great dessert. You know, that was all great. But a lot of it is just kind of a slop. You think that they throw it in prisons. I don't know. I mean, even the eggs didn't taste that good. The pancakes were hard in the morning. And I'm not a big breakfast eater. But then you get psychologically trained. So even when you open a box of all brand kneaded, that doesn't even taste right. Now, that's ridiculous, isn't it? It wasn't that bad. I'm just trying to make a point that I just could not believe the obesity problem we have and the people who are so obese that they're the ones who were doing most of the eating. Now, yeah, granted, I walked around hungry, and I did get saved because I could have those little soft serves of Dairy Queens, and every time you walk by a machine, you can have one. It was a good trip, and after all of this complaining, I'm leaving out a lot of things with the flight problems, the bus problems, logistics, which I didn't have to handle. After all of this complaining, I'm ready to go back on another one only to speak. And the ship is so huge, just like being on a city. I'm, you know, and I'm talking like a kid who's never been on a boat because I've never been on a cruise. Oh, I mean, you look up and down the aisles with the different living quarters. I mean, it's kind of like a prison, a cell block. And it just goes as far as the eye can see on both sides of the ship and on many levels. So all I know is they had 3,400 people on board that boat. I'm glad I went. Had a great time. And if you're interested in booking me for a speaking engagement, I absolutely guarantee that I'll entertain you, except you have to pay me. I don't do freebies. You know, I mean, I just don't. Gave that up years ago when I started. Oh, by the way, let me just say as we go into a break, now that we got snow on the ground, I want to give away a couple of tickets to Massachusetts Mountain. You can call here at 888-205-2263. It's 888-205-2263. The first two callers who just call in, they'll be caller number one. So if you call in and you're the first caller, I'll send you two tickets. If you second caller, I'll send you two tickets, and they'll go out today and go skiing before the snow melts. Too bad, ski operators, but, you know, life is a risk. Business is a risk. I'll be back right after a break. Thank you.
You want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen, wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul book series for you. And I want to tell you, you're listening to my friend Stu Taylor, who is Chicken Soup for Your Business Soul. He makes you feel good while you earn more money and less time and have fun doing it and learning from all the greatest of the greats that he interviews so well.
All right, first of all, I want to thank the callers. Our first winner is Lisa Gray from Sturbridge. Congratulations. You'll get two tickets to Wachusett's. And our second one is Norton. I can't even pronounce the last name. It's like Faramoside. And he is in Kachichewit. And you'll get those two tickets as well. Congratulations. And because I'm in such a generous mood today, Tuck, I'm in such a generous mood that the next two callers, if anybody calls in, we'll give them tickets as well. Tuck will take your name and your address. That's all I need. I don't need your social security number, the key to your vault. I don't need anything, not even a phone number. We'll just mail them out to you. That's Wachusett Mountain. They're good anytime, and you can use them right now. They'll be in the mail today, so you can get them tomorrow. And there's good skiing up there, I guess. So we are back, and what was I going to say? Wait a minute. I should write things down. Lost what I was going to say. I can't remember, so let me start over by saying you can go to my website at stutaylor.com, S-T-U-T-A-Y-L-O-R.com. If you're interested in booking me for a speaking engagement, try not to make it on a cruise ship. It wasn't a dream of mine, but I always said to my wife, gee, I'd like to get invited to speak on a cruise ship. I'd love to get invited to speak, but I don't particularly want to do it on a cruise ship, but if you pay me enough, I'll do it. How's that for being a capitalist? Oh, capitalism, money, braggadocio. And by the way, I know what I was going to say. I don't even know what's happened in the in March Madness. Tuck, anything alarming in March Madness? I have no idea. I've been no phones, no nothing for 4 days. Anything shocking?
Wisconsin had a nice buzzer beater last night, actually.
Oh, who did they beat?
I think it was Xavier.
Oh, okay. All right. You know, I have to pick that up. And I tell you, you know, people are going to open their eyes. They're saying with March Madness, you know what I'm going to be watching tomorrow at 3:30 p.m.? The Bentley girls basketball team. They have a legendary coach, probably the best one in the country. And I know everybody says the best. But just I think it's Barbara Corcoran. She's been with them so long. She's magnificent. And I've gone over there to watch for years the boys when they were ranked nationally and the girls. And you're going to say, oh, what's wrong with him? What's this, Division II? 3:30 p.m. Bentley girls tomorrow in the Nationals. All right. So a nice break from politics. And yes, I didn't talk politics. How did I go all those days without talking politics? Although Charles Krauthammer says everything is political. I managed to get through those days as soon as someone even intimated and brought it up. I said, listen, I can't discuss my, and I do not discuss my political persuasion in a business setting. I'm very careful, and So I guess I should be chomping at the bits to get back to it. I did finish. I'm reading Steve Forbes' books, now Reviving America, about Obamacare, the new tax system, and reforming the Federal Reserve. And I finished reading, and it took me so long to get through it because I've been so busy, Dinesh D'Souza's book on Stealing America. Forbes is Reviving America. Dinesh D'Souza is Stealing America. I recommend both of them. And if you really, really, really want to know what's going on, I read Dinesh D'Souza's book, you know, the documentary, Obama's America, and now he's coming out with, I think, Hillary's America. And they're going to go after him again. The government, the organized political mafia here, they're going to go after him again. But it is especially interesting in this book. Start with chapter 10 and read about the indoctrination of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, even Hillary Moore, which is frightening, from the radical, Rules for Radicals, Saul Alinsky, who died back in the 70s, and kind of the father, the Marxist, the Stalin of this kind. I mean, a really awful human being. A brilliant but awful human being. And you know who his, everybody has a mentor or an idol. His, and I'm not being funny, was Lucifer. And he said when he died, he hoped he'd go to hell. I hope he is in hell. And that's Saul Alinsky. And when you read these chapters, and if people come on and they criticize and they want to debate, and I've done a lot of debating in my day, and I've done a lot of debating on radio. There ain't nothing to debate. And then people say, boy, you're arrogant and you're jaded. There is nothing to debate if you can't see what's going on. So I don't get into these debates anymore. It used to be, well, you know, we think Obama will rise above this community active. When Obama swore his allegiance to Jeremiah Wright, to Bill Ayers, to Saul Alinsky, to Resco, I mean, what else? I've said this so many times. What else did you need to know? So now everybody's over Donald Trump. Hitler, and he does the Hitler salute. People are so ignorant and people are so stupid. Trump, I don't like a lot of these actions, but just take a look. Just take a look at what's going on the other side. You want it? You haven't learned your lesson? If you elect Hillary Clinton, that'll be it. You'll never be able to learn your lesson, because what she will do will be unstoppable. And where is our beloved president? Instead of going to Israel and other countries to solidify relations, they hate him in England. They hate him in France. Actually, they hate him everywhere. Not only do our allies hate him, our enemies hate him. He's off in Cuba. Cuba, relentless in its discrimination against people. It's criminal justice system. There is no justice. It's an oxymoron. And our leader is down there worshiping him. As a matter of fact, you want to talk about all the insults? Raul Castro, Fidel's brother who runs the country, didn't even greet him when he came in. And the response from the administration was something like, no big deal. It's humiliating. It's insulting. Thank you, Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel, for declining an invitation to see this guy in office. Now, I have to be a little careful here. I have to be a little careful because I'm not really complaining. I'm just telling everyone I'm pretty tired. I'm psyched for this hour, and then I'll conk out for the next week. I am irate that there is no outpouring of criticism about what's going on. If you had a choice here and Donald Trump wins it and the dumb Republicans are just going to give away they're just going to give it away again. You want to talk about stupidity? You know who's dumber? Republicans or the Democrats? Hey, Republicans win that hands down. Trump, oh, he's a crook. He's a con man. He's a huckster. He doesn't understand that proper politicians aren't supposed to actually say the truth. You know, they call it a gaffe, a blunder, slip of the tongue. Wake up, because if it isn't Ted Cruz and it is Donald Trump, and I don't know what's going to be happening, whether it'll be a broken convention, and you don't vote for Cruz or Trump, I won't finish that sentence. It's not because I'm afraid of losing listeners. I'm not worried about that when I do the show. Just don't want to say something on the air I shouldn't. All right, we're going to change topics.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Geico applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from Geico's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks just to look tough. For you, champ, Geico insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the Geico mobile app. Because Geico knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy. So mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Jim Rogers. I'm an international investor. I just did Stu Taylor's show, and he has very good questions and has very good insight.
All right, we're back, and very talented guest on. Has written a number of books, and I'll let her talk about it. She's got a brand new book out. It's called Sensitive to Listen and Willing to Obey. Her name is Doris M. Arwine, A-R-W-I-N-E. The book, published by Westbow Press. You can go to, I think the website is westbowpress.com, but go to barnesandnoble.com. Amazon.com is your best place to go. You can get all the information. The book is available in paperback. And Doris, welcome and congratulations. I'm looking at the artwork in your other books and the things you've done. Very, very impressive.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Do you do your own artwork, by the way?
No, I do not. It's a stock cover.
All right.
The pictures inside the book were done by an art instructor named Jim Favauer. And each chapter starts with a picture.
All right. And you have a constant theme in your books, I see. Well, I'll let you talk about it, that it, there appears to be a constant theme. I'm not sure whether sensitive to listen and willing to obey is different. But give us an overview, perhaps a little about your background, what the theme of these books are, and then we'll get to your current one.
Okay. About my background, I am the wife of a retired military person, and we did a lot of traveling all over the world. And I have two sons. One is a professor at University of Kansas, Lawrence, Kansas. The other one is in the educational field and entrepreneurship in Bali, Indonesia. And he's married, has a little son and a daughter on the way. And I'm a Christian counselor working with all types of cultures. We have a shortage of counselors in this area.
There's no doubt about it. Did that lead you to write the book? Is there a direct connection between your Christian background and devotion and to these books?
Well, there is, but I wasn't a counselor when I first started this book. This book was started about 25 years ago, and I wrote it, and then I laid it aside for 12 years. And then the Lord said, pick it up again. But I told him, first of all, that I just can't write this book. I don't know how. I'm just an ordinary person. He said, precisely the person I want. Others will listen to you. And then I became a counselor.
Well, what the other books? Just give us the names of the other books you've written and whom they're for.
Okay. The first book I wrote and actually published was Four Keys to Unlock a Sad Heart, and it is about the grief process. It uses a squirrel family as the backdrop, and it's also written out of my own story of burning down my house when I was 5 years old.
Ooh, okay.
I know. And then the second book was The Sensitive to Listen and Willing to Obey. It was published by, as you said, Westville Press, which is a division of Thomas Nelson. And then the third book that I published just this last fall was A Key to Unlock Angry Hearts, Forgive. And it also is a sequel to my first book, Four Keys. And it tells how we come through the arguing and fighting and unforgiveness process.
And all right, congratulations. Let's focus on your new one. It seems to be a little bit of a different theme here, sensitive to listen and willing to obey.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that one.
Okay, it's a spiritual journey that uses scripture, life experiences, and God's faithfulness in our response to his pursuit of him. It has 12 chapters. The first 10 outline ways that we can listen to him if we're sensitive. And then the 11th chapter helps us to stay out of the enemy, Satan's web of deception. And the 12th chapter talks about the importance of obedience.
Is this
after we listen to the Lord?
All right. Is this book for an older demographic? It is for an older demographic than your other books, correct? And if so, talk about whom your other books were for in an age demographic and whom you're appealing to for this one.
Okay. This book, Sensitive to Listen and Willing to Obey, we're appealing to adults that, you know, are going through life situations. And the other two books are children's books, but they really have been helpful for ages 3 through 96. So they've been helpful to adults also, even though they're children's books. They're written between the 4th and 5th grade level.
What kind of response are you getting to it, and what have you learned from writing it?
What I have learned from writing is that it's hard work. It's rewarding work. And people are drawn into the message. And
Is there a differentiation? I know there are so many books out. It's a common question and often it's asked, well, gee, what questions are you going to ask? And even though I try to do it extemporaneously because I want to tap into the innate talents of the person telling the story, I'm always curious as to what differentiates this book from other books of a similar genre. And I'm particularly curious to hear what you have in this book that maybe what we can't read anywhere else.
Okay. We live in such a noisy, chaotic world, and all of the voices are vying for our attention. And so it's very difficult to know where the voices are coming from. And I wanted to explain to people that they're either coming from God or they're coming from the enemy. And so he wants us to listen to him. And this is really a hearing is a learning journey. And we want to be more like the Lord who listened to his father.
The first Let me play chapter, devil's advocate here for a second and say there are people out there who are listening who may be not religious, agnostic, atheists, et cetera. They're hearing you talk about your book, which is from the sincerity of your heart and your soul. There isn't any question about it. And they're saying, what is it? God has never talked to me. Why do they pick out other people to talk to? And how can she define, in your particular case, the fact that God has reached out to communicate with you when nobody's ever tried to contact me?
Okay, that's a very good question. One of the ways that we are able to tell which voice we're listening to is Satan has a harsh tone. He's very vague and points to a lot of guilt, causing us to feel helpless. He's discouraging, attacks our self-confidence. He brings up the past and mistakes. And he portrays God as a bad judge and us as a miserable sinner. It's isolating and very negative, but when the Lord, the Holy Spirit, speaks, his tone is very gentle and loving, and he urges us to come to him. He's specific on things that he wants us to correct. He's encouraging. He gives us the power to do it. He releases us from our past mistakes and sins. He attracts us to him because of his kindness and his love, gives us a new beginning, and he draws us into fellowship and sends other people to minister their love to us, and truthfulness, and states of facts.
Doris,
that's one way that we can tell the difference.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and then I outlined some things in my chapter. The first chapter talks about listening to God's word. It's through his word, and he depicts his word as a lantern. On a dark road at night, we only see one step at a time, but we reach our destination. God's word is powerful. Second chapter introduces prayer. It's the most important way we listen. It's a two-way conversation, and it's an exercise of drawing on God's grace. And prayer is the greatest work. It sometimes even is a battle. And the third chapter talks about nature and I used an example here of how God speaks to us. Sometimes we don't realize it's him. there's a weasel-like creature called an ermine, and it teaches us how to react to danger. It has a white coat in the winter, and it instinctively protects this coat against anything that would get it dirty. Hunters find the ermine's home, and they smear the entrance of his home, which is usually in a rock, with grime. And then they turn their dogs loose, and when the ermine starts running, he goes towards home. He finds that it's smeared, and he doesn't want to get his coat dirty. And so he flees, and rather than have a soiled white coat, he allows himself to be captured while he's preserving his purity. So purity is more important for the ermine than life.
Doris, I want to interject because time is running short here. What would you like to add in 15 seconds as a closing comment that I haven't asked you? We only got 15 seconds.
Okay. What I would like to add is that many times the Lord speaks to us in the still small voice within. And it can keep us out of bad problems, the way he protects us and guards us.
Okay. And Doris M.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618, 888-785-0618, 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Phyllis Schlafly, and I did an interview with Stu Taylor, and he really knew how to ask the questions. It was a great interview. I appreciate him reading my new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom.
All right, we are back, and I want to get right to our next guest. Her name is Alice McAuliffe, M.C., A-U-L-L-I-F-F-E, the name of the book, The Isle of Legends. It's available in paperback and ebook. It's published by Fulton, F-U-L-T-O-N, Fulton Books. You can go to fultonbooks.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Congratulations on your book, Alice. Welcome to the show, and give us an overview of what the book is about.
Well, it's about a group of people who end up shipwrecked on AM Resort. And the big thing of the resort is that they have a zoo of animals that are modified to look like dragons and unicorns. And what happens is the girl ends up befriending one of the animals, teaching him about humanity and everything. And what happens is towards the end, the animals from the zoo break out, and it's a matter of how are the people going to survive? How are they going to stop the animals? Kind of like Jurassic Park. So if anyone liked that story, you'd probably like this one.
Yeah, I just came back on a cruise and saw Jurassic Park 4 on there, I think it was. Whom is this book for? Is it a kid's book or is it for adults? Because it sounds like it could be either.
It really could be. I mean, it is kind of more towards adults, but I mean, a kid will probably read it or have it read to them, and they probably could, you know, understand it. But I'd say it's probably more towards like teenagers and adults. They'd probably get more out of it.
Do you write the? Is this your first work of writing or publishing?
Well, this is my first thing I've published. I've been writing since high school, but this is the first thing I've actually had, like, published in, you know, print and being sold, so.
So what you write, do you read for leisure and pleasure? Does that influence your own writing?
Well, I'm not really a big reader, but movies inspire me. A lot of times I'll have scenes that are based on, like, a song or just things like that, but I'm not a big reader, but, yeah.
Yeah, there's a common expression. You know, the hook. What's the hook for the book? And the hook is a simple answer as to why people should buy it, not an elongated monologue explaining why or this or that. What is the hook? Why should people buy your book?
Well, it kind of questions, you know, what makes us human. It questions, you know, the morality of science. Can science go too far, you know, tampering with nature? And that's kind of what, like, the meat of the story is. You know, how far is too far?
Is there a moral to the story here? Is there a message, either subtle or overt, that you'd like people to take away from the book? Or is it just a book of entertainment?
More or less entertainment, but it's more of, you know, thought-provoking and seeing that, you know, we shouldn't be messing with nature. We, you know, nature is more powerful than us. And, you know, it's more kind of a thought-provoking story.
Yeah, I'd consider that a pretty specific answer to my question. That's a great answer. What was the most difficult part about writing this book?
Trying to get the characters, because one of the characters is silent. He doesn't really talk, so it's kind of hard when you have a silent character trying to communicate with people. So That was probably the hardest part of the story.
Any plans for future books, and will there be follow-ups to this? It sounds like it could be the kind of book we'd have a sequel to it.
Well, I'm actually planning on it being a trilogy. I have ideas for a sequel and then a third book, and there could be a prequel. So I'm planning on getting probably four books in total out of this. It's just a matter of sitting down and writing them.
Well, listen, sounds exciting. It's always a thrill. Have you gotten any feedback from the book, anything that surprised you from those who have read it?
Not really. I haven't heard anything. It just went on sale the beginning of the month, so I haven't heard a lot of feedback from it, but I'll be getting a report from them soon, from Fulton Books soon, about how it's doing. So, still
all right. The book is
right
The
now.
Isle of Legends. It's available in paperback. It's published by Fulton. What would you like to say now that you have the airways in regards to any question that I have not asked you?
Nope, you did a great job. I just hope that people read the book and enjoy it and, you know, have a good time with it, so... That's why
right.
I wrote it, you know, for people to read and enjoy.
All right. I know they can go to the Fulton website. Do you have a website people can go to, or should they just go to the Fulton website?
I would say just the Fulton. I don't have a specific website for the book, but they can go to Fulton Books and they can find it.
All right. I've heard good things about this, The Isle of Legends. And, again, it's written by Alice McAuliffe, published by Fulton Books. And I have to say, it's been an absolute delight having you on. Congratulations. Good luck with a story that I know will have a large captive audience. People just like this stuff, you know. I don't know what else. I don't want to over-intellectualize it. They just like this stuff.
Well, thank you for having me on. I had a good time.
All right. Thanks so much. It's Alice McAuliffe. Again, the book is The Isle of Legends. I did not get in the winners for two more ski tickets to Wachusett. One of the winners is Lisa Yee, Y-E-E, Lisa Yee. She lives in Hopkinton. And the other listener was an online listener named Harris Confad. And he is calling in from, believe it or not, Maryland, listening to the show on the internet. And I thank both of those callers. I guess he's coming up here to go skiing. They'll get tickets out to them right away. And as long as we've got snow, I'm not sure how long it's going to be around. As long as we've got the cold weather, we'll continue to give away Wachusett's tickets. There really is no place that offers a better arrangement than what we're seeing. I want to just conclude here. In the past couple of minutes on a note, I was talking about Trump and the fact that he's a little bit wary about getting the number of delegates necessary to win this race. And that will cause a huge backlash. As I'm sitting and thinking, and I'm just my own personal opinion, it's not based on anything when I talked about the indictment possibly coming of Hillary Clinton. I just want to switch to the Dems here. Forget about Bernie Sanders. Bernie ain't going nowhere. Great try. But, you know, the first mistake you made, Bernie, should have gone right after Hillary on those emails. And I'm sitting and thinking, wow, if there's an indictment, why hasn't this indictment occurred now? Because there'll be a lot of screaming if it comes, if she's further down the road, which makes me more and more think that Hillary will be the candidate. It is just beyond disgrace and an insult to our justice system. It's an insult to every single individual in this country that the power of the Clintons, the power of the Obamas, and yes, to a large degree, the power of the Bushes, although I can't quite put them in the same categories as the Clintons and the Obamas. I think this thing is going to get buried, and I don't know. I don't know whether it just won't get to Loretta Lynch to put her in that position. It just to me is amazing with 150 FBI agents investigating this. What would the Dems do? Would they just suddenly throw in Joe Biden? I mean, this, a lot of questions will be answered as we move down the line, and I'm getting more and more pessimistic on response to that. I want to thank everyone for listening. This is Stu Taylor. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,